Good morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're at the very top of the page on 31a. So, talking about claims and counterclaims. Here was a story. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. One man claimed, this is my field. Why? Because I inherited it from my father. It was my father's field. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. And another man claims, no, this is my field. I inherited it from my father. So it's one is lying. It can't be that it was Reuven's father's and Reuven inherited it if it was Shimon's father's and Shimon inherited it. It can't be. One is lying. Well, one brought witnesses that it belonged to his father and he had inherited it from his father. No, two different fathers. So one brought witnesses that it belonged to his father and he had inherited it from his father. Vahai and the other one, Aisisadze, brought witnesses to Achloshnei Chazaka, that he's been here for 3 years and no one protested. So again, Reuven claims, Reuven, we'll call him Reuven Schwartz. Reuven Schwartz says, this belonged to my father, Yankel Schwartz, and I inherited it from my father. Shimon Schenker says, this belonged to my father, Shmuel Schenker, and I inherited it from my father. So one is, it was either the Schwartz family or the Schenker family. It couldn't have been both. So Reuven brings a proof. He has witnesses that it belonged to his father, Yankel, and that therefore it's his. He inherited it from Yankel. But meanwhile, Shimon brought a proof that he's been here for the last 3 years, and he's been planting and harvesting, and no one's protested. He's been living here, and no one's been protesting. So now, I'm a rabbi. So rabbi said, the guy who has the chazaka, he's the one who wins. We say it's his. Why? Mala l'shaker. Why would he be lying? In other words, he has buttressed credibility. He has increased credibility. Ibai Amarle, had he wanted, if he's a liar, he could have been saying, Minach Zvente, I bought it from you. V'achalti Yashnei Chazaka. Yeah, it belonged to your father. But I bought it from you, or I bought it from your father. And I've been here for the last 3 years. And then he would have won the case, for sure. He didn't say that. He said it belonged to my father. He still wins the case. Because he could have won the case had he said he bought it from you and he's been here for 3 years with no protest. Amalei Abayis. This is called Migu. Migu is a major rule in claims that even if the claim that was advanced is a rather weak claim, but the man doing the advancing of this claim could have made a very powerful claim and won the court case with a powerful claim. So therefore we say he's not a liar. Because liars, they say the best possible claim. A man who says, you know, a claim that may not be so good when he has a better claim available is credible. So therefore, this man is very credible and he wins. So Amarle Abaye says, how could you say such a thing? How could credibility work against witnesses? I don't understand. Amalei Abaye said back to Rabba, Mali l'shaker b'makom edim lo amrinan. You can't say that, oh, the man is credible because he could have made a better claim, and therefore we believe him. We believe him means what? He claims it belonged to his father, and he inherited it from his father. But that's completely untenable, because we have witnesses saying it belonged to somebody else's father. You can't say that because you've buttressed a person's credibility, he's better than two witnesses. There's nothing in halacha that's better than two witnesses. And here there are two witnesses saying it belonged to man number one's father, not that it belonged to man number two's father. You can't say that because man number two has a migu, he has the ability to have claimed something better. Therefore, man number two is honest and is saying the truth. honest in saying the truth, that's more believable than what witnesses tell us is the truth? The best is witnesses. You can't say migu mali l'shaker b'makom edim. So the court case shifted. Right? What happened was he had this argument between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven comes in, says, "This is my father's land. I'm the one who inherited it. It's mine." Shimon says, no, it's my father's land. I'm the one who inherited it from my father. It's mine." Reuven goes out of the court. He brings two witnesses. "Yes, we know that it was Reuven's father's. We saw it was Reuven's father's. We saw the deed. We know it belonged to Reuven's father." Shimon comes back. He brings two witnesses. "For the last 3 years, I've been here. Nobody's protested. These are the neighbors. They know that nobody's protested. I've been here." So Rabba said, "Okay, Shimon, you're going to win because you have the power of Migu. Because if you were a liar, you could have said that you bought it from Reuven's father. And that's why you've been here for 3 years with no protest. Then you would have won. So since you didn't make that claim, but you could have made that claim, you're very credible. So you're believed." I said, "So believed? Believed even more than witnesses? How could that be? How could Mr. Number 2 be more believed than Mr. Number 1 who has witnesses exactly corroborating his claim?" So Rabbi said, "You know what, you're right. I'm going to switch my law. I'm going to say Mr. Number 1 is winning." So then, Hadar Amarle. So then Mr. Number 2 said, "Hey, you know what? What I said earlier wasn't really my claim. And Avasachi, really, it did belong to your father. Uzvintamine. And I bought it from him. And that's why for the last 3 years I've been living here and no one's protested. Because you all know it's mine, because I bought it. I have chazaka. Hai da'amri lach da'avasi. This that I told you originally, it had belonged to my father and I inherited it from him. I didn't really mean that. I said it belonged to my father as a, you know, flowery form of speech. The samach li Allah, I'm so secure in it. I feel so safe about this purchase that I own it, I can rely on it. Kid avasi, as good as a piece of land that I would inherit from my father. I'm so sure it's mine because I've been here for 3 years with no protest that it's as if I inherited it from my father. If I would inherit something from my father, I'd be very sure it's mine. I'm sure this is mine. I said it's my father's. I didn't mean it. I just meant it's surely mine." So now you have a new question. Can a person update his filings in court? Can he say, "I know I made one filing, but now I want to add what I really meant in that filing"? Can you do such a thing? Toein v'chazer v'toein. Can you make a claim, then come back, update the claim, improve it? Oh, ain't toein v'chazer v'toein. Or maybe we don't allow such a thing. You can't come back to a claim and update it. You have 24 hours, the husband has 24 hours of the wife's, of hearing from the wife's neder to annul the wife's neder. We had tok kedei dibur, which is 2 seconds. Right? You could change your words. Here he's coming back when he sees that the court case is moving away from him. That's why he's coming back with a new claim, or a new interpretation of his claim. Does that work? Now he's claiming he bought it. He's claiming he bought it, and he's lived here for 3 years with no protest. So Ula said, "Yes, Toein v'chozer v'toein. He can make his claim in the court. It was my father's. I inherited it." And then when he sees that's not winning, he said, "When I said it was my father's, I inherited it, I mean it's securely mine, as if it would be from my father, because I bought it from your father, and I've been here for 3 years, and there's been no protest." In other words, even though this latter claim is a little bit contradicted by the first claim, he can do that. Chozer v'toein. That's what the psak of Ula was. When the Hardai Yamri and the great Gedolim, the great judges, rabbis of the town of Naharda, they used to say, "Ain't no toin v'chozer v'toin. A person can't come back to a court and update his filing. Can't change his story.
He just enhanced it.
Right? He reinterpreted it.
Well, initially he said, I have Hazakah because I've been there for 3 years.
That's not what he said originally. He said originally this was my father's and I inherited it from my father.
No, the other person.
Both of them said that. Both claimed, this belonged to my father, I inherited it from my father. Then Mr. Number 1 brings witnesses that it belonged to his father. And Mr. Number 2 brought witnesses that he had been there for 3 years with no protest. So Rabbah said, okay, Mr. Number 2 wins, because 3 years with no protest, you could have claimed you bought it from the guy's father, then you certainly would have won, so you're credible. Abaye said, what do you mean, that's credible? You can't have... The support that the alternate claim that he has gives him can't be more credible than two witnesses. There are two witnesses say it belonged to Mr. Number One's father. So then Rabbi said, you're right, Abaye. So then he said, oh, 1 second, I didn't mean that it belonged to my father. I meant I really bought it from your father. And when I said it was my father's, I mean, I'm so secure it's mine as if it was my father's. So Ula said, okay, so now he changed his claim. And now he wins. Because he has witnesses, he's been here for 3 years. No one is arguing that he's been there for 3 years. So he wins. He at first said something a little bit different. He's updated what he said. And now Dari said, you can't update what you say. They don't toin v'chozer v'toin. You can't come back and change what you had originally claimed. What he originally claimed was that it was his father's. Now there are witnesses who say it was Mr. Number One's father's. So there are witnesses who disprove him, witnesses who support the other side. He loses. So an argument, according to Ula, you could update a claim. According to Nahar Dai, you can't update your claims. So now the Gemara says, Umo de Ula. Even though Ula says that you could update a claim, there are certain scenarios when Ula would agree to Nahar Dai where you couldn't update a claim. What would that be? Hey, Chadamale, let's say Mr. Number 2 said to Mr. Number 1, Shelavosai. It had belonged to my fathers. I inherited it from my fathers. The lo shalavosecha, and it had not belonged to your fathers. That was his claim. His claim was it was my family's and not your family's. And now witnesses come to say that they know it had belonged to the family of number one. So he says, no, when I said it was my father's, I didn't mean it was my father's. I meant I bought it from that family, and it's as good as my father's. Yeah, but that's not what you said. You said it's my father's and not his father's. And there are witnesses who are saying that it was his father's. So the witnesses are proving you as a liar. Once you're a liar, you can't come to update your claim. They've established you as a liar. Then they ain't no toin v'chozer v'toin. He can't now come and update his claim, because they've proven him as a liar. Another case where Ula would agree that you can't update the claim. Let's say he was in the court and he didn't update his claim in the court. He went out of the court and he comes back and he wants to update the claim. He's coming in from the outside. And now he wants to update the claim. When I said it was my father's, I meant it's really mine that I bought it, but it's as surely mine as if it would be for my father's. Ain't a chozer v'toin. Then we would not allow him to update the claim. My time or why? Because some guy told him what to say. He had a lawyer telling him how to testify. Ta'anase agmare. Some person taught him a claim. That's not acceptable. So that's Ula. Ula says you could update a claim, but with limitations. You could update the claim as long as your first claim was not truly contradicted. But if your first claim has been truly contradicted, then you can't update. And you can update the first claim when you're in court the whole time. But if you walk outside and then you come back to update the claim, and you can't update the claim because that means somebody told you what to say, and that you can't do. Now, Nahar Dai said you can't update the claim. They said in the case of Rabbah and Abaye, like Abaye, that since the man number 2 claimed that it belonged to his father's, and meanwhile there are witnesses that said it belonged to man number 1's father, and he only has witnesses that he was there for 3 years, he loses. Umodi Nahardai, but Nahardai agreed that you could sometimes update a claim. Hey Chad Amar Le Shalavosai Shalakhua Meavosecha the Choser Vitoin. Let's say man number one said this field had belonged to my father's. Man number two said this field had belonged to my father's. Man number one brought witnesses that had belonged to his father's. Man number two brought witnesses that he had been there for 3 years with no protest. And now the way man number two wants to update his claim is not to say, I bought it, but to say, my father's bought it from your father's. So that's an update that he can do, because that's not even contradicting what he originally said. He's just saying, I said it was my father's, now I'm explaining it was my father's after your father's. That's not contradicting in any way. It's not even changing what he said. It's just changing our misimpressions. But that's not really changing. That's not like a little bit of a change. Nahardai say he can't come back and say, when I said it was my father's, I meant it's securely mine as if it was my father's. Because that's a little bit of a contradiction. But this is not a little bit of a contradiction. This is just adding to what he said. He's just explaining what he said. He's not uprooting what he said. Just adding information. So then he certainly wins, because he's claiming his father bought it from the father of Mr. Number One. And he has a chazak of 3 years of nobody protesting. So then he wins. Now he wins. He certainly wins. So that's literally a case of migu. Right? He could have said originally, I bought it from you and I've been here for 3 years. He didn't say that. He said, my father bought it from you and I've been here for 3 years. So if my father bought it from your father, I've been here for 3 years. That's a chazaka with a taina. He's believed. He would be believed. So that's case number one, where the Nahardai would say he could update his claim. And case number two, where the Nahardai would say a man can update his claim. Where there had a conversation outside. The lotan, he had never even made a claim outside. Never made a claim in the court. There had been conversations outside. Basal Ubeidina. And now that he walks into the court, he says, really what I meant is that I bought it from you, and it's as securely mine as if my father had given it over to me as an inheritance. That he can certainly do, because the claims that a person makes outside the court are not really claims. People outside the court say all sorts of things that are not really what they really feel and what they're really arguing. Dlo migli tanasei, my time, what's the reason? Then the chosavitoin, my time, why? Of an initiate. It's normal for a person. Dlo migli tanasei el beidina, that he will only reveal his actual claim in the court. So, Amar Amemar Amemar said, Anan Nahardo Anna. I am a Nahardo. I'm one of the great rabbis of Nahardo. Now, we've been saying till now that the Nahardo rabbis hold that usually you cannot update a claim. You can only update a claim if you're updating what you said outside of the court, because that was not really a claim. Or you can update the claim with an update that's not really contradicting your first claim at all. It's just really just fleshing out what the meaning of the first claim was. Amemar said, I am from Nahardo. And yet, Usfirli the Toin v'chozer v'toin. I agree with Ula that a man can update his claim. And therefore, Hilchasa, the halacha is Toin v'chozer v'toin. A man can have an argument in court, and as long as he stays in the court, he can say, I didn't really mean what you thought I meant. I meant something really different. And even though that explanation somewhat contradicts the first words, he can update his claim. All right, next sugya. Ze omer shalavosai. One man said, this field belonged to my father's. Ze omer, and I inherited it from him. Ze omer, the other man says, shalavosai. I inherited it from my father's. Brothers. No, they're not brothers. They're two different fathers. Hi, I see Sa'adi. One brought witnesses, Dava, say that it belonged to his father. And the witnesses say he'd been here for 3 years with no protest. And the other man, Isisad, he just brought witnesses to Achle Shnei Chazaklid. He'd been here for 3 years with no protest. So these witnesses are liars. I mean, somebody's lying. The last 3 years, 2017 to 2014, either Shimon was here or Reuven was here. Can't be that. Somebody's lying. I'm Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, all right. Uki achilu l'bahadi achila. You take the testimony about eating against the testimony about eating, you knock it out. It's worthless. So now you go back to the next part. Each one claimed it had been his father's. There's only one who has testimony that it was his father's. So Ukiara Becheska Savasa. You give that land to the man who has the witnesses who say it belonged to his father. Amalei Rava. Rava said, how could you believe such witnesses? Ha'edus mukheshasi. The second half of what those witnesses said was contradicted. The second half was they said it was his father's and he'd lived here for 3 years. That's been contradicted by the other witnesses who say that Shimon's been here for the last 3 years. So people whose testimony is contradicted, you could accept them? Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Nehidis kachash b'achilasa, okay. What was contradicted was the testimony that he had been eating here for 3 years. However, turning that alamad alaf from the base, ba'avasa mi'es kachash, but the testimony that had belonged to his father, that was not contradicted. What was contradicted was the years of chazaka, but the testimony of belonging to father, that was not contradicted. So they believed about that. So the Gemara suggests, Lema Rava Rav Nachman, let us suggest that Rav and Rav Nachman, Biplukta, the Rav Huna, the Rav Chizta, Kamiflugi. They're arguing about the argument between Rav Huna and Rav Chizta. Ditmar, for we learned, Shnei Kite Edem HaMakrisho Zoet Zo. Let's say you have two sets of witnesses, and they contradict each other. Let's say two witnesses say, Zev borrowed from Reuven on Monday, and two other witnesses say, no, Zev on Monday was, away in France. It couldn't be with us. It couldn't possibly have borrowed from Reuven in Englewood. He was with us the whole day. So the witnesses contradicting each other. I'm Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, okay. I mean, doesn't mean that they're disqualified. Zo ba b'fnei atzmo me'ida. This set can come on a different case and testify. We'll accept it. The Zobab if Neatman, the other said if they come on their own and on another case, Me'ida will accept them. And they contradicted each other, so we don't know who's right and who's wrong. But they still have a presumption of being right. Cheskas Kashrus. When they come to another case, we accept their, based on that presumption, we accept their testimony. And if Chizda said no, Bahani Sahadi Shakri Lamali. Why should we ever use witnesses that are liars? In other words, they might be liars. One of them is a liar. We just don't know who. So how can we ever accept them in testimony, right? Think about it this way. If I'm arguing with Yaakov, I say Yaakov owes me $100. Yaakov says, no, Zev, I don't owe you the $100. I bring these witnesses who were contradicted in another case, and I have them testify for me. Really, we have a suffix if they're true witnesses or not, because they may have been the liars in that other case. So based on a suffix, I can take money out of Yaakov's hand. So that's why Rav Chizda says, when you have a court case and you have a guy who's a suffix, who's maybe a disqualified witness, you can't issue a ruling based on what might be disqualified testimony. Whereas Rav Huna says, you can't disqualify a person on what might be disqualifying testimony. So you haven't disqualified him. In that case, you didn't listen to him. But in this case, you assume again that he's cheskas kashrus. He's probably correct. He's probably honest. The Gemara now says, Salema, let's suggest Rav Nachman, Damak Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna that the group of witnesses would be qualified to testify in another case. So even though their years of chazaka testimony has been rejected, but they are qualified to testify about a different case, so therefore they can testify that while their years of chazaka words were rejected, their words that had belonged to Reuven's father are not rejected. That's another case. And they're believed about that. Whereas Rava holds like Rav Chisda, that once witnesses are contradicted, we can't listen to them anymore. Even in other cases, because maybe how could their words, which are by definition only a doubt, take away money? So therefore, once they said that the guy was here for 3 years, but that's contradicted by the other guys who said that the other one was here for 3 years, so now their words that this was this man's father's testimony is also knocked out. They're contradicted witnesses. So the Gemara says like this, Aliba de Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chisda, who says that when you have group one contradicted by group two, you never accept either group one or group two in any other case. So Kuli Amalo Pligi, that in our case, certainly you couldn't accept the first set of witnesses' words about father. Because once they've been contradicted about the years of Chazaka, so they are now contradicted witnesses, they're knocked out. So you can't accept them about anything. But keep pleading, but the truth really is, the argument between Rava and Rav Nachman would be within the view of Rav Huna. I'll leave with Rav Huna, according to the view of Rav Huna, who says that when you have one set of witnesses contradicted by another set of witnesses, they are both acceptable in other cases. So now it would be like this. Rav Nachman, who says that we accept the testimony about father, I'm following Rav Huna. What was knocked out was about the years of Chazaka, about whose father owned it, was not knocked out, and that testimony lasts. And Rava will tell you, Ad kam lo kam Rav Huna el edus acheres. When did Rav Huna say that you could have the group testify still? That's in regards to another issue, another testimony. Avala osa edus, but in regards to the very same issue, in regards to this issue, on this issue they've been contradicted. Because they said not only that it belonged to father, but that Reuven's been here for 3 years. That story of Reuven being here for 3 years was contradicted by Shimon's witnesses. So now, once they've been contradicted in this testimony, lo, then Rav Huna wouldn't say that you still accept them about another point, about this point, this issue. So that's what happened. So Rav Nachman paskined that the field belonged to Reuven, because number one, he agreed with Rav Huna in the case of different issues. And he said, you know, the question about it belonging to Reuven's father is a different issue, it's a different testimony. So Shimon saw he was going to lose. So Hadar, so Shimon ran out. He had first brought witnesses that he had been here for 3 years. For the last 3 years, so he ran out. I see Sadi Davasa, he brought witnesses that it was his father's. So now they're equal. They both have witnesses saying, it was my father's, and I've been here for the last 3 years. So I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, listen, Ananachtinan, we are the ones who brought Reuven down into this land and said it was Reuven's land. Anan Maskinale, we're now the ones who are going to have to say, Reuven, you're out. Because now you don't have a claim better than Shimon. I'm not worried that this makes the court look like a joke. That the court makes a ruling, then it turns around. I'll follow the law wherever it goes. So now, Rava didn't like this ruling either. So Masiv Rava, so Rava, the student of Rav Nachman, challenged him. He said, some say it wasn't Rava. It was Rabbi Zeiro who said, how could you say that we're not worried about what the court's going to look like? We learned in regards to a woman whose husband is missing because he went on a big trip. Shnayim Omrim Meis. Two witnesses come and say, we saw him dead, you can go remarry. Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis. Two witnesses come and say, we saw that he's not dead. Shnayim Omrim Niskarsha. Two witnesses say, we saw there was a divorce, let's say on Monday. Shnayim Omrim Lo Niskarsha. The other two witnesses come and say, we know there was no divorce on Monday. It was with us the whole day. So such a woman can't get married because she's possibly still married. She's a suffolk. And if she did get married, she doesn't have to get divorced because she can claim, I'm confident in the witnesses who say I am allowed to get married. Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi Omer, even after she remarried, Teitze, she has to leave. I'm Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, and Masi Ani Omer Teitze. When do I say she has to leave? Bizman Shabo Eidim. When in a case that the witnesses coming who said that she her husband is alive came, V'yachakach Nises, and then she married. Avol Nises, but let's say first witnesses came and said her husband died, and she married. V'yachakach Bo Eidim. Then witnesses came and said, no, those witnesses were liars. Harezu Lo Teitze. Then even I agree she doesn't have to leave husband number two. Because Zilusa de Bedina, we don't want a situation where the court looks like a joke. They make rulings, and even after they make rulings, everything can be reversed. So one second, you see, we are worried about the court looking like a joke. Amales, Rav Nachman answered, Rava, Rav Zira, Ana Savri Lamebat Uvda, I wanted to take the land away from Ruvain and reverse my earlier ruling. But Hashta Dosvinan At, but now that you challenged me, Vos von Rav Hamnuna Besuria, and Rav Hamnuna in Sura also challenged me. Lo avdina ba'uvda. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be worried about the court looking like a joke, and I'm going to leave the land in the hands of Mr. Number One. Nafak. And then Rav Nachman reversed himself again. Rav Nachman went out, avaruvda, and he took the land away from Reuven. So Manda Chaza, so the one who saw what he was doing, Savar Tausu Biyade, he made a mistake. He must have just forgotten this brisa about Zilusa de Beidina. Elohi, it's not so. Ela Mishum de Talia Baashla Ravravi. He then hung himself, or he held on to very big ropes. Great Tanaim. He realized that there are Tanaim who don't believe in the concept of Zilusa de Bedina, and they don't mind if the court reverses itself, and therefore he was willing to reverse himself. It's not, where is that? It's a Mishnah Ksubis. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein malam lekuhuna al pi'eid echad. If a single witness comes and says that so-and-so is a Kohen, we don't say he's a Kohen. Amr Belazar said, Ein masai, when is a single witness not enough? The Makam Sheyesh Orin, when there are witnesses who are claiming that he's not a Kohen. Avul Makam Shein Orin, but if there's no one claiming he's not a Kohen, there's just a rumor that he's not a Kohen. Ma'an Lakun Al Pied Echad, a single witness is believed to make him into a Kohen. Rib Shimon Gamliel, Om Rishim Rib Shimon Ben Askan. Rib Shimon Gamliel says the name of Rib Shimon Ben Askan. Ma'an Lakun Al Pied Echad. So one second, Rib Shimon Gamliel, Hainu, that's the same thing as Rebbe Lazar. It's the same thing as Rebbe Lazar. How are they arguing? Maybe the difference is if one person is claiming he's not a Kohen. Rebbe Lazar Savar and Rebbe Lazar holds Ir Echad, even one person claiming he's not a Kohen would be enough to say he's not really a Kohen, and a single witness couldn't be believed against it. And Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Savar only Ir Trey. V'am Rebbe Yochanan, but Rebbe Yochanan said, Divrei HaKol and Ir Pachas Mishnayim. Rebbe Yochanan says, everybody agrees that the claim he's not a Kohen has to be the two are claiming he's not a Kohen. Ela Yiratrei. Two people are claiming he's not a Kohen. V'achab Mayaskina. And so what's the argument between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Elazar? Go to Machzikun Lei Ba'avasa Dehai Dekoinu. When there's a tradition that this guy's father was a Kohen. V'nafak Alei Kala. Then there's a rumor to Ben Grusha Ben Chalutzahu that the father was a Kohen, but his mother was a divorcee, that he's not a Kohen. V'achtine, so because of the rumors, we took him away from being a Kohen. Now one witness comes and says, he's not a Ben Grusha. V'asikne, we put him back up. V'asubeitreden, two come, v'armi, they say, no, he's a Ben Grusha, v'chalutzu. V'achtine, we took him down. V'asedechad, now another one comes and says, the Kohen, he's a kosher Kohen. Everybody agrees you can combine the two people who come in different times. And the argument is whether we don't change our rulings because it makes the court look bad. Rebbe Lazar said, once we took him down, we're not going to put him back because it makes the court look bad. And Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, Anan Achtina, we took him down. Anan Maskinale, we can put him back up. And that's where Rav Nachman figured here as well.